Josephine!
My father's voice roars through his private practice. Uh-oh, Donna says, shooting me a sympathetic glance. Better leave that broom right where it is and go find out what he's hollering about. Or I can leave out the back door and you can tell him I had an emergency. I shoot her a wide grin. Right, Donna huffs out a laugh. One of us actually needs to keep this job. You've been working for him for 20 years. I think if anyone's job is in jeopardy, it's mine. I try pouting my lip, but Donna simply smiles. I grab the broom, take a deep breath, and head in the direction of my father's office. It's slightly open when I reach it, and he's going over paperwork on his desk. I keep my eyes on the gold plaque on his desk that reads, Dr. Henry Kano, just for a second before I make myself look at him. You called?
You dropped finite math?
He raises his brown eyes to mine.
Why on earth would you do that? Do you want to stay in school forever? Is that it?
No, I bite my lip, looking down at the floor.
You're already on thin ice. You do know that, right?
I nod, staying quiet, mostly because the knot in my throat won't let me get words out, and also because I've learned that when speaking to my parents, sometimes the best thing to do is not speak at all. My silence is what they want anyway. That way they can have the satisfaction of ridding themselves of all of their accusations.
What class did you pick up?
None yet, I mumble.
I cannot hear you or see your eyes,
Dad snaps. None yet. I raise my eyes to his and straighten my posture. I was going to take college algebra, but the class is full.
Why did you drop this one?
He asks again. This time I don't even bother with excuses. Even if any excuse I come up with would certainly be more credible than the reality. There's a boy in the class that I would rather avoid. I bite my lip as my father's eyes turn from fury to incredible as he stares at me. I do my best not to flinch as I wait for the onslaught of words, but they never come.
Come here.
He sighs deeply and shakes his head. I walk over to his desk tentatively, dragging the broom behind me. He turns his chair toward me.
Isn't Lawrence?
No. My face pulls. Lawrence and I are over and he goes to Duke, remember? Even as I say this, Dad's face pinches into a disgusted look. My parents are hardcore UNC alumni, so when I met and started dating Lawrence, Duke's star quarterback, they both had a lot to say. All in good fun, of course. Though times like these, when Dad lets his feelings on the matter show, are more telling than any joke he'd ever make.
So this is just some random boy?
Dad asks with a laugh.
You were with Lawrence for what, 2.5 years?
Yes, I swallow. Closer to 3, but I'd rather not go there. And yes, we still hate him.
We absolutely do.
Dad smiles.
If he'd been in that classroom, would you have dropped it?
No, I scowl. F that guy. Dad chuckles.
You see where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah.
Is this boy bullying you?
No, I scoff. Come on, Dad.
So what are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid. My scowl deepens. I would just rather avoid him is all.
Listen,
Dad starts with an exhale.
I'm not going to tell you I understand this situation because you're giving me very little to go on. But this boy isn't worth you having to stay in college an extra semester. You have to see that.
I do.
Get back in that class.
He taps his mouth, and the school website appears on the screen. I close my eyes momentarily and log into my account, picking up finite math once more. For the record, I hate math, I grumble.
Trust me, the last 3 years have proven math hates you more than you hate it.
He glances over at me, amusement in his expression. Funny, Dad. I exit out of my account and take a step back as Dad laughs. Does this mean I can stop cleaning the practice after hours?
Do you think you've earned enough hours to pay for the Maserati you crashed?
No. My shoulders slump.
Are you still dead set on moving into that house instead of just moving back in with me and Mom?
No offense, Dad, but I hope I never have to live with you and Mom ever again. I smile at the look on his face. Besides, I don't want to drive 40 minutes to and from school.
Right.